As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
Big old sticky buds. They'll help you grow those and so much more. Don't forget, June 4th is Customer Appreciation Day at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Go see Katie and her old crew and save some money. Have a great time at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford.
Telling it.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if this story is any good, but the title alone warrants a discussion, right? So this is what I saw that drew me to this story. Breastfeeding mom saves pet goose from bald eagle attack.
What?
Breastfeeding mom saves pet goose from bald eagle attack. All right, that gets you, right? That is an attention-grabbing headline right there.
I'm going to be honest. I just wanted you to say that again. I've seen the video. I've seen this video.
You saw the video already. You've... Of course,
I'm prepped here.
You saw breastfeeding. You're like, oh, thank God there's a video. Yeah, let's watch this. I don't care about the rest of it. I just want to see that.
Double click.
So a mom ran outside while breastfeeding her baby to save her pet goose from the claws of a bald eagle.
Dude, this bald eagle comes flying in. She must have like some security camera or something behind her house. This bald eagle comes flying in. Grabs this. Well, you said it was a goose, right?
Yeah, it's a goose. Yeah,
pet goose. Dude, the poor goose has no chance. I mean, the bird's still a bird. It's still, even a goose would scare me. But it had no chance against this bald eagle coming flying in.
You get those bald eagle talons wrapped around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm a grown man. If a bald eagle attacked me, I'm just gonna lay down and take it. Like, what am I gonna do? Punch takes this majestic bird that's got huge talons?
Oh, huge talons. Yeah. It takes a few videos for you to realize, like, oh, yeah, eagles are crazy.
Yeah,
they're nuts, different kind of. It's a different kind of bird, for sure.
She yelled at the eagle while running out of the house, which luckily scared her enough to let go of Frankie the Goose. Oh, poor Frankie the Goose.
Makes it even more sad. Yeah, I'm glad he made it. I'm glad.
It was her motherly instincts that kicked in because she ran out of the house topless. With just her underwear on, she tells us Frankie is perfectly healthy after the near-death incident. Look, so wait, did she put the baby down and just go out there, you know, milk her swinging?
I think she had the baby still on the nip.
It's still latched on there, ready to go.
I'm pretty sure, but I mean...
Was the baby just swinging there while she's running full, you know?
The baby was latched on, man, I'm telling you. It's like a lasso.
It's like as she's running, the baby's just spinning around like a tassel, but ain't letting go. This is just a weird story. This is just a weird story.
Here's another thing, too. It's Frankie, right?
Frankie the Goose.
Poor Frankie. Yeah. He did get a little messed up. You could tell on his back, like, you know, where the eagle grabbed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, some feathers. Well,
you get some eagle talons in your back. You're probably not going to have a good day afterwards. You get a few stitches in there. Well, hey, props to this mom. She's out there taking care of her baby and her gooses. Taking care of Frankie. I wonder if the baby's name is Frankie. They named the baby after the goose. There's Goose Frankie, and here's little Frankie right here. That's right.
So, I like Frankie. I like that name, Frankie.
It's a good name. It's a good name for a goose or a baby. All right. Well, of course, Hunter watched a video about a breastfeeding woman, and that's it. That's all I got for you.
Easy click.
All right, and there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.